Find out what everyone will be talking about at work. It's time for Coffee Talk on 98.3 The Coast. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Here's what Johnny and Stephanie have for you today.
So, how do you feel about haunted houses?
I don't go to them often.
Yeah.
But I'm not usually too scared. I usually do okay. I just don't go to them that much.
Well, you might be scared for this one. The McCamey Manor Haunted House in Summertown, Tennessee requires visitors to sign a 40-page waiver, which is a pass of physical and, background checks and all this other stuff that comes along with this waiver, which seems like you basically have to get a full medical test before, you know, going through this haunted house because how much you'll be scared.
Why?
Could give you a heart attack.
What do I get in the end of this?
I'll tell you, because it's actually a pretty big prize, but no one has ever successfully walked through the entire haunted house. Russ McCamey allows people to enter the home after they give a bag of food for his 5 dogs, so I guess that's okay. Basically how
that's
you
nice.
Get in. But he's offering $20,000 to anybody who can actually complete this haunted house. So I don't know, maybe you want to give it a shot now, but I'm a little scared with this whole, the physical test, the background check, all of that, what that's going to entail.
Well, they don't want you to have a heart attack because he doesn't have that kind of insurance.
So apparently the haunted house relies on hypnotism to trick guests into being more scared than they actually are. there's just some crazy stuff in this thing, and I'd imagine this haunted house is going to last a long time. And I remember a haunted house somewhere on the south side of Chicago that used to do a little waiver, and you'd get your money back if you completed the haunted house, which was $50 to $80 to get into that. But
I got a buddy that built one of those haunted houses out that way in Chicago, and he said it's pretty scary.
Oh, I bet.
This is scary. You probably don't have insurance for this one. A guy decided to try and get rid of cockroaches, and he tried spraying them and doing all these things. They were in his backyard, and so he decided to last resort, I'll just pour gasoline on the cockroach nest, and then he tossed a match. But I watched a video of this. He tossed a match the first time, and it didn't land in the hole.
Yeah.
Oh, he tossed it the second time, and it completely blew up his backyard.
Oh, my gosh.
It's awesome. So, but I would say, don't try this at home, kids.
I was going to say, at that point, he could have used the bug spray can and a lighter, and then
a torch, No, just pour gasoline on it. That's the way to go.
Solve the problem.
But that's Coffee Talk for this morning.